Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigvang Nepopsanam about achieving success in business through virtue. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigvang Nepopsanam. 9676, December 6, 2018, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Satisfaction with our present lives is possible because we build up much virtue in our previous lives. But not being satisfied or comfortable in this life means that we had no opportunity in the past or even days of the present life to accrue virtue. That is why, presently, if we are not at ease, we do not have to worry, because cause and effect are the law of the universe and the law of Buddha's teaching. That is why, according to the teaching of the Dharma, which is Buddha's teaching, our lives can change at any time. Human beings have much more capacity and ability than any other sentient being. Hence, even though we are born in this world, we bring certain karma which are not permanent, and so it can change and even be eliminated. This is the nature of human power. Hence, presently, when our existence is not satisfactory, all we have to do is to fix it. In order to give a method to remedy it, Sukhamuni Buddha appeared 2600 years ago. Born as a human being, he tried to give us a method. We have thus ended up with 84,000 sutras. Many Buddhist teachings are therefore actually helping human beings to live correct lives and eliminate negative karma. Instead, by accruing goodness karma and building up virtue, we can live happy and satisfied lives. At the same time, our desire is to go on to the ultimate nirvana, have a certain purpose and vow, as well as wish to be born as human beings. It is also our desire to become needed persons for other sentient beings. We will thus be born as human beings again. With a good existence, we can lead everyone onto the path of happiness, the path of Buddha. That is why Buddha's teaching and practice are so valuable. There is a true story not so long ago about a man who was a teacher all his life and had now recently retired. After retirement, he had not so much to do, but he had great interest in fashion, which he loved immensely, and was always dressed very well. So when his retirement pay began, he invested all his money in a store for clothing to sell men's suits. There were many such stores in that area, but strangely, everyone went to his shop, thus making his business very lucrative. He could not understand how all the other stores had the very same suits for sale, too, but the customers always preferred his business. Being a Buddhist practitioner, he went to the master and asked why everyone came to his store to buy the same suit which was being sold, that in his past life, even though he did not have much pay, he had always offered alms to the master and the monks who were begging on the street. He had therefore created much virtue. That is why, with the virtue of that offering, he could make a lot of money. Besides, all his life he was a teacher, and so always had the same pay and not time to generate a lucrative business. However, now that he was making a good income, he could start any business he wished. Hence, his next enterprise was a food business, through which he once again reaped many profits. Today he is a multimillionaire. Similarly, the more we learn the teaching of Buddha, the greater are the benefits received for a flourishing and happy life. Thank you very much, Jigvang Nepopsanam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang de Popsonim. I wish you a nice, happy, and joyous week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.